Gene, people, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Hold on, folks. I know what's coming.
Oh, yes, you do.
a bushel of bad corn puns, because here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst has popped up.
I heard what you did there, partner.
Doing
Kathy Gunst brings three recipes for corn on the cob and any other bad jokes she wants to bring. We have a low bar here on Here and Now. Kathy, welcome back.
Clearly. Thank you.
Good to have you.
I don't know how this pun thing started, but let's stop right here.
Good luck with that.
Start us with some great memories of eating summer corn as a kid, right? Nothing quite like it. Tell us what you remember.
Know. Well, we would sit at the table. I have two brothers, Michael and Lee, and I feel like we ate corn every single night. And one night my dad said, okay, a contest. Eat the whole ear of corn, but leave one perfect line. So you had to eat the entire cob, clean it like a chipmunk, and then leave one perfect line. And we were a very competitive family, and it got very heated. And of course, my father was smart enough to say, oh, no, you all did a great job. No winner. And we grumbled. But I have such fond memories of eating corn as a kid and enjoy it to this day. I eat it as often as possible.
I'm still wondering how you declare the winner if everyone kind of ends up with the line. But on to the recipes. Corn soup. I understand, Kathy, you can make soup stock out of the corn cobs.
Definitely. Every time you eat an ear of corn and you're about to throw that cob away, stick it into a stock pot, you know, 6, 8, 10, even 2 ears of corn. Cover it with water and onion, salt, pepper. Let it simmer for about 45 minutes. And what happens is you get this extraordinarily sweet stock that you can then use in all kinds of vegetable soups, bean dishes, or this corn soup. I developed this soup thinking of the cookbook author and Mexican food authority, Diana Kennedy, passed away last week. Mm-hmm. And her cookbooks really taught us about indigenous ingredients and Mexican traditions. And in one of her books, I found a recipe for sopa de elote, fresh corn soup. And I kind of did my take on it. And it's almost like a cross between a Mexican soup and a New England chowder. Huh. So you saute some onions and poblano peppers. You add Mexican oregano, then some chopped up potatoes, a lot of corn, and then you add the corn stock or water or vegetable stock. And then you add some milk and cream, and you puree half the soup so it becomes incredibly thick. And then you serve it topped with some sauteed corn and cilantro and crumbled Mexican or feta cheese and squeeze a lime wedge on it. And it is so satisfying.
Sounds delicious. Those poblano peppers add a nice kick, I bet.
Mm-hmm,
process definitely. Question, Kathy. What's your technique for getting corn off the cob?
Okay, good question. So you strip off the husk, you remove all the silk, the little white, skinny silking things inside the husk. And then I take a big bowl, I put the cob into the bowl, I take a very sharp knife, and I just cut down the cob and I work my way around it. And then I flip the cob if there's any kernel still there. And I also try to scrape it down because there's milk. There's this wonderful juice in a fresh corn on the cob. Mm. And then you have kernels to use for everything.
Okay, Kathy, you also have a recipe for double corn scallion and herb muffins. What does double corn mean?
Double because you use cornmeal and then you also use fresh corn kernels. Mm. So it's cornmeal, flour, eggs, butter, the fresh corn kernels, a lot of chopped scallions. And then I used fresh herbs like thyme, parsley, chives, and basil. Think of like a cornbread, but a savory muffin version. And they are just as good for breakfast as they are with barbecue or grilled fish. Been eating these all week and loving them.
Sounds great. Kathy, do you shuck your corn in the market? Do you rip
the
top open
so
you can check it out? I mean, give us these hints. these tricks?
Oh my gosh, no. You know, you can't do that. Because what you're doing is you're taking a fresh product and you're stripping it down, and it begins to dry out the minute you do that. So what you want to do instead is feel the weight of the corn. Is it feel heavy in your hand? That means it's fresh. Is it a bright green husk? The tassels or the silk on top of the corn should be yellow, gold, or brown, not black, which might indicate that they're old. So the minute you shuck the corn, the sugars start turning to starches. So if you do that in a store and then you're like, no, I don't like that one, I think I'm going to leave it, the farmer or the store owner can't really sell that then. So it's bad farmer's market practice.
Okay.
And, you know, look for these other clues instead.
All right. Running out of time. We've been talking Rhymes with Horny recipes with here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. To see what Kathy is, I'm going to say it, cobbled together. It's at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you, guys.